What's up, After Buzzers, and welcome to After Buzz Anime Reviews. We are talking the final four episodes of Soul Eater. What? Crazy journey. Did the things we want happen? Do we like the ending? We're going to talk about it, as well as a review of Penguin Highway and another unboxing. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up? And happy afternoon or evening, whatever time you're watching this, listening, whatnot. This is AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. We talk about anime, and we're talking about the end of Soul Eater. Dun, dun, dun. How do we feel? It's the end.
How do we feel? It's the end. It's always like a good thing, like that it's the end, because you see the evolution. We saw the evolution of every character.
Yes.
Mostly from the Meisters and the Weapons. So I liked seeing that, especially with like Black Star and Maka and even Kid. But I think overall, for me personally, the ending was a little lackluster. Like, okay. It was a good anime overall, but I was expecting a little bit more. And even some characters disappointed me, like Lord Death a little bit towards the end, and Stein. But that's just me.
I think in terms of a series finale, I would have liked to see them wrap up just a little bit more, as opposed to just kind of the battle ending, point Jamie was saying. But in terms of just episodes, I loved these episodes. I think these were the episodes that I personally have been waiting for, because I had kept mentioning we saw the Kishin very early on in this series, and they just kept prolonging and prolonging and prolonging that battle, and I kept asking, when are we going to see the Kishin? Where's the Kishin? And I'm very happy that these four episodes were finally all about the Kishin and our trio fighting him, and I'm very content with these four episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was telling Jamie a little bit before, I'm like, I'm sorry, Ollie, but, you know, it won't ever be, like, my top favorite anime kind of thing, but I don't feel it's a waste of time. I still think it's a good show, and it's definitely one of those, it's so popular, we have to give it that respect, that I'm like, I have seen the images for it, I had seen the Soul Eater, like, little skull stuff long before I watched this show, so I like knowing what that is, and I just wish they could have done this in, like, three seasons. Because there are other shows where in one season we have as much emotion as we had in these four, but packed into one. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think they needed to draw out that journey. But as you were saying, Veronica, that ending, finally, so many things we wanted to happen, but I wish they could have, like, shortened that. Just a little bit.
To your point, Carrie, I do agree with you. I thought this series overall was enjoyable. However, if I was watching this on my own, there would have been so many moments where I would have just trailed off and probably stopped watching.
Yeah. You're like, I'll come back to it later.
We had talked about it, whole like middle chunk of the third season as it is on Netflix.
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere, and I just would have trailed off so hard had it not been from this show having me to keep watching every single week.
Do you guys think that if we were younger when we first came upon this show and we watched it, then that we would have more interest in it?
No, and that kind of does speak to the sub versus dub, because in watching it subtitle, it's more intelligent, I found. And watching the dubbed, I think they dumbed some things down, which I always find unfortunate with anime, is like,
watered
down. We're adults watching this. Even like if we were in high school, you don't need to speak to viewers at that age range of it, you know, more simplified. Like, why do that?
You said that, too, because there was a part where Black Star says, like, jackass, and I was shocked.
Oh, they got rid of the swear words.
Well, I was shocked because I was like, I haven't heard Black Star, like, really, like, cuss, you know? So I was like, see, I'm like, is it, like, for kids or older, like, they go between.
Patty and Liz, she swears in the sub, but it's not in the dub. See? I was like, but that was funny to hear her swear, because she never does. So that was a funny moment for her to do that.
Yeah.
So,
observations.
If you're watching, listening, let us know comments wise. Do you find sometimes the dubs dumb anime down a little bit? Or do they oversimplify? We could say it that way as well. Like, Sailor Moon is one that, like, when you're younger and you watch it dubbed, you go, yeah, that was fine. Then you rewatch it and you're like, painful.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the time that Soul Eater came out. Because to your point, Carrie, with Sailor Moon, that dub was obviously very watered down. They took out so much. But I think that was a lot of the time where these earlier anime were starting to come out, it was still very early on where they're like
marketing towards
children. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to introduce anime for what it is to Western culture.
Yeah.
Now it's such a big thing over here that's like, oh, we can keep the
blood
English,
and
the
everything.
The more mature content, because people understand it.
Yeah. Star Close. Oh, we do have a live chat. Welcome, everybody, hey watching guys. Live. If you're watching later, it's all good. We still love you. Star Close says they like the manga ending better. I am kind of curious to read the manga because I wonder if that helps round it out as a show. Let's get into the show. Episode 9, Lord Death wields a death scythe just for just one step from utter darkness. And we get the Kishin Asura, that wasteland with all the crosses, which is cool. Like, here's a moment where the sub versus dub changed it. In the sub, Death goes, Asura-chan, and says it with a even more funny emphasis, like, almost patronizing, and they don't have that in English. And I kind of, it's unfortunate because that is a, I am talking down to you, that's a familiar tone, but we lose that because we don't have those kind of honorifics in English the same way. Maybe it'd be like, yeah, buddy, or something like that.
They had, like some taunting between Lord Death and Asura, but I can see what you mean.
Then the, okay, so they're the Death Room. Death was, what was it? Oh, yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't need your permission to leave. I did kind of like their battle, though. When they have their yin-yang souls come together, that was kind of cool, of the two forces, if you will. Mm-hmm. But as we learn later, is he really, quote-unquote, evil?
Ooh, which, that got me.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I was like...
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying, I liked their fight in the beginning because mm-hmm. I think it was the most intense we had ever seen Lord Death, and I really liked to kind of see the previous side of him, the one that was more serious, kind of come out. But to the point you were making earlier, Jamie, I was kind of disappointed with how it ended. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I don't know, like, obviously we want our main characters to shine and be our heroes, which they were, and I was very happy about it, but also, I kind of wanted more from Lord Death.
Yeah, he doesn't last as long as we would think about it. I did... What was it? Oh, I was like, what is my note? It said mouth blade absorbed. Oh, just every time he does the mouth thing.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, so like... I like that they draw the Kishin in such bizarre poses and postures that it's uncomfortable. Like, his weird hunched over is strange. Yeah. Just how he scuttles about. And then the mouth thing. But that's good. That makes us uncomfortable. I feel that's an on purpose. And
it's like perfect for at least a villain, how we would want to see a villain. Like, we're not like, ew. But there were some moments where Lord Death was really cool. Like, where he absorbed Asha's attack through his hand. Yeah. Oh. I was like, okay, that was dope. But yeah, mm-hmm. I was disappointed in him just because I think we put him on this pedestal because he is Lord Death. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with him and Arachne and just everybody. But I was disappointed in him and Stein.
Yeah. Yeah, Stein, like, did nothing at the end.
And I was like, half of this is your fault.
True that.
And you're just on the side.
We got the Shinigami chop, which I like that.
Yes.
So many good Reaper chops.
Yeah.
Yes. Funny thing with that one, they say Shinigami, which is their evil or God spirit. That one's a little more loosely. But yes, Reaper chop. That was very entertaining. The kind of debate of imagination and curiosity, if that's a... He says imagination's a bad thing because we worry about the... what could be in a negative way, but I like Lord Death saying, well, those who are a positive spin on it would say that's curiosity. Do we think imagination and curiosity are good things, even though we often, I bet every one of us watching, listening, has, you imagine the worst scenario. Mm-hmm. Would you want to lose that and save yourself from the negative, or keep it and you still get the negative?
Maybe if we keep it in there, it could be like, oh, no, because I was going to say if there could be a limit. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, there's a wide spectrum. It's 50-50. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Makes me think, I want to say it's the, I'll think of it. There's a book of, it's, and I'm like, everybody's going to be like that. you lose the feeling of the sun. Like, you can't feel it. And so the guy imagines sitting out and enjoying how good that feels. But you can also get a sunburn. So it's one of those, like, the give and take of the good thing, bad thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I remember that scene. But
it's like on the
tip of your tongue. I'll pop up. I'm like, yes.
Let us know.
Well, it's not the giving tree. It's one of those. It's not fear of death. It's the fear of imagining death, which that's a good point. It's like touche. Oh, my gosh. Arachne, like, I'm just going to do nothing and watch.
What a disappointment.
Such a disappointment.
I can't say I'm disappointed because I have to be honest, I felt like Arachne was pointless.
Is that the disappointed, not surprised?
Yes, I guess. Yeah. I felt like since her introduction, she was kind of pointless. She never really did anything. Yeah. She never did anything except, like, nourish or, like, take care of the question. Yes. But
I was hoping for her to be, though. I think I was just like, okay, finally a new villain. It's Medusa's sister. What's going to happen? I think my expectations exceeded the show itself.
We have the... Oh, yes. I did kind of like this bit. Like, a good villain is someone who you go... Well, you're not wrong. It's just how they go about it is wrong. So when the Kishin says, you know, covering up what's inconvenient and putting off real issues will not hide all the rips in it. And then pretty much you're bound by rules and that's fatal. That's that little discussion they have. And it's pretty much anxiety. And it's like, well, you're not wrong. But how do we like it when the Kishin is saying these things where you go, or did you totally disagree with anything he says?
He made a lot of great points, which I loved seeing his transformation along the way, too, of how he looked towards the end. He looked really cool. I loved it. It reminded me a little bit of Naruto, just a little bit. And he also reminded me, like, he could be related to Kid, you know, just the way his whole look is. But anyway, I almost lost my thought.
Agreeing with him and his insanity, his madness.
Yeah, okay. So he made good points, but I think that it's, like, almost not enough. He kind of reminded me of a little bit of Killmonger. Like, he has good intentions, but the whole base and purpose isn't quite thought out, you know?
Exactly. I would agree.
Well, I was just going to know. I would have to agree. I think he had good points. And I think the good thing about the Kishin was that he was a very well-rounded villain. He had, you could tell that he had his motivations and he had his own mindset, whereas I felt like Arachne and Medusa were on complete opposite ends. I felt Arachne was pointless and I felt Medusa was so evil to the point where I'm just like, I'm kind of done with you.
Right, yeah. Like, make it make sense. And also, just like Ollie kind of put it, she's a lust wannabe, Lust from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Lust was still a good villain.
She was a great villain, you know? I just, I wanted so much more.
But this is kind of a stepping stone show of being early days, of starting off some things for other anime, possibly. We also have... Excalibur a few times is actually a good character. Not horrible.
I think it's because he was quieter. He was quieter these episodes.
I think everyone keeps clamoring. He's like, shut up.
Fool.
Hold on. Like, give him a moment.
See, it's funny because I'm like, okay, he's not as annoying, but I still found him annoying in the sense that I felt like he would just watch the world explode.
Yes, he would. That's nice.
He wouldn't do anything to stop it. He would just be standing there while everyone's trying to, like, save him. He would just be standing there like, the world's gonna explode. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I would say he's actually one of the few voices that I've gone back and forth a little bit, because sometimes if I didn't understand what the scene was or something, or like, wait, say that again. He's one of the few voices where I did like his depiction. Because so many of the other people, I feel, and no offense to the voice actors or the director, but how they are doing some of the voices, it sounds like they're trying to be more childlike. And I'm like, I see these people as almost adults. I know they're in high school, but I don't want them to sound like, I'm trying to be a little kid voice. And
right.
You go, ooh, don't
this
do
is
that.
Not Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that one, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we have the, oh, yeah, Kishin, and he has, I was like, oh, no, does he have Arachne hold? And then, yep, goes right to her. I'm like, damn, Nabbits.
Right.
And we're like, nope. But he kills her and eats her, so, yay!
Which is, yeah.
I was not really surprised, but like, okay.
I'm like, you could have already done that, but
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Starcloak in the chat says, I agree, Veronica, Arachne didn't do much and her end was anticlimactic.
Yay!
Yeah,
it was just like, I'm glad she died. Episode 10, Asura wakes to the end of the world, Did you guys notice the very last episode is not a question mark?
I did not.
It's an exclamation point.
Yes, we'll get to that too. Kishin, he changes from eating the witch's soul, which was cool and creepy, and I like that it's like giant monster thing.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, did anyone else kind of feel like, in terms of the animation of his posture and his stance, did it remind anyone else of like Stain?
A little bit, yeah,
especially.
But this is before that, so hey,
I know.
Again,
right?
Inspiration.
Yeah.
And I'm totally good with anime, like going, I'm gonna like these pieces from all these other shows and remix, because there's plenty of anime archetypes we have seen a million times over, but we still love them, and that's okay.
Yep.
We get Maka's great declaration. Well, if death can't fight, it's our turn. Then they all kind of meet up inside, which is like, yay! I was glad our trio, including their weapons, it's like our trio of kids called together. At the end, which we kind of thought. So the resonance link, the Kishin's like, yep, I noticed the black blood and the anti-magic. Oh, when the devil took over Soul, how did we feel about that?
So I was like, Maka, please just make sure, like, please know that that's not Soul, but I knew she's smart. and I didn't see anything bad happening from it. I just figured, did the devil take over because he, like,
what sacrificed? Said he exhausted his ability to restrain it. I would say that's the same way that Black Star, him having his superpower ability thing of that Tsubaki's like, you can't do this too much, you're gonna get overwhelmed, consumed by it. So I think that was similar for Soul. And then, yeah, when she goes in to go get him and everything, what was it? Oh, yeah, you're using too much power, and then, and he made a good point, if you're putting restraints when you shouldn't, but, yeah, he overused it.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Restraints are good, but, yeah, no, I was so glad that, yeah, they go in the world. Oh, yeah, let's hurry up. Oh, yeah, the final door was blue, which is interesting, because all the other doors are dark. And mm-hmm. I was kind of like, oh, I don't know what the symbolism for that, but I thought it was interesting nonetheless. No, yeah, so, oh, yeah, Corona, I wish Corona could have helped Maka.
I would have loved yeah, to a see lot more. Corona help
That's another them. Thing I was expecting.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, on the sidelines, yeah. But we have that little moment.
But I feel like Corona was the one who had the most, I don't want to say had the most faith, but yeah. really.
Had the most faith in Maka.
Had the most faith in Maka, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's okay. She has something in here. Oh, man.
Right, I know. Cheesy. I'm sorry.
Justin and Giriko, he's like, your boss is dead. You want to keep fighting? He's like, no. Their ending was also anticlimactic, too. Mosquito and Giriko is like, all right. Because at least Erica and our werewolf guy, which I'm like,
Free,
thank you. I'm like, he had a weird name, too. They're just, at least they were doing their own thing a little bit before.
We can assume that they are free. They're free because they're no longer under, like, Medusa's spell. Right. Like, I'm assuming Erica doesn't have, like, the snakes in her anymore. So they can go off and do whatever they want. That's true. They're not a part of this anymore. Whereas, was it Giriko?
Yeah, him and Mosquito they volunteered, so.
Yeah, they lost.
They have no purpose.
They lost their queen, and I don't even know if they knew what their mission really was.
True.
So I feel like they're just lost now.
Yes.
I had almost forgotten about Erica, too. I was just, there's so many, like, ways that I saw her, like, helping out the team, like, and helping overthrow Medusa or something. We don't get any of that.
Oh, I did love at the end of the episode where they kind of pause and the boys are going to protect Maka and Soul, which is cute.
Yeah.
We're going to protect our friend. You go do your thing. It's like, aw, okay, boys. Episode 11, Sink or Swim, The Men Who Transcend the Gods. So, yeah, everyone on the outside kind of watching was such kind of a weird in the bandstands, like got their popcorn almost vibe of, well, we're just going to wait because we can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's nice to see their reactions, but it was almost unnecessary. Like, just show me their reactions at the end.
Right. Like, seeing it during it just made me feel like you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're useless.
You're just hanging out.
There's, like, three death sites there, and they're all
just kind of spirit, Lord Death, Stein, everybody.
I think it was Excalibur who tells Azura, like, what are you going to do? You don't have a Meister right now. I was like, rude. Because she goes, I want to help. And he's like, yeah, weaponless Meister.
Or, and I'm like, we're all relying on Maka. And what about Maka's mom? Like, this would be the perfect opportunity for her to come up.
Yep.
And she helps save the day.
I think that was something else that I was kind of hoping they, like, did a little bit more fanfare with was they were all like, oh, it comes down to Maka's genie hunter. And mm-hmm. I feel like it would have been cooler if they kind of hyped that up more, like, oh, you know, we're really training Maka to be able to do Genie Hunter because we know it's, like, a really great move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't see any, like, leveling up to that.
Not enough, no. Good point. Starcloak brings up Black Star not knowing left and right. There's our special word from last week. Do you remember that? Hidari and
hey.
I was like, yes, you're left and right. Remember, because they're, like, doing... Well, actually, that would... Oh, I'm sorry. I realize that doesn't work, because here you do left or right, you know, is what's L, but they wouldn't have that. Mm-hmm. So when Tsubaki's like, it's the hand you eat with, and what hand you hold your bowl.
Yeah.
Which was cute. But we did the word for left and right, kind of, so Hidari is to the left.
Hidari.
So it's kind of funny. I'm like, I'm all excited when they say our words in the shows.
Going off of that, I would love if they did, granted they're Soul Eater or not, which I don't know anything about.
A what?
they're Soul Eater not, which I don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. But I would have loved, there were so many moments during these last four episodes where I'm like, I would have loved to seen a flashback episode where they meet their partners for the very first time.
Yeah.
I just been like, Tsubaki, like, with Soul, with Blackstar.
Yeah.
Blackstar coming off really cocky and, like, how their first interactions were. And then Soul and Maka as well. Mm-hmm. Because they're, everyone's partnership these four episodes, I really loved. I thought they were so strong, and everyone worked together so well.
We only get Liz and Patty kind of meeting Death the Kid's backstory. That's the only one we really get, which was nice to see. And, yeah, it would have been great to along the way to give us that info. I am so glad Maka figured out that Soul looked wrong, because I'm like, dude, girl,
this is taking
girl,
too long.
Please, like, tell he's being weird, and he had, like, his crazy face, and, where was it? I'm glad she doesn't know in that box, which is smart. And I like that they go into the box and I'm going to protect you from the madness and I accept you. And eats the little demon. It's like, yay!
I love the fact that he ate the little demon. It's such a weird, like, thing, but the noise that they make when they eat souls or, like, when they eat things is kind of weird, but sounds interesting.
Yeah, like, cool. Like that sounds good.
Yeah. I would say it's even weirder because they make these sound like they're chewing, but it seems like they swallow it. Yeah. So I'm like, why are you making a chewing noises when it looks like you more just swallow it?
It makes it sound like it tastes better. I'm like, that must be really good.
I guess so. we get Death the Kid, and he's kind of ready to do his sacrifice. But Blaster's like, nah, you can't do that, which is funny. But, oh, that stab Death the Kid gets. Oof. Oh,
I was very proud of him these episodes, though, too, because he really pushed through and he did not let, like, his insecurities or, like, his non-symmetric, you know, quirk about
That's
him.
That's true.
He, like, really, I was very proud of him, especially, like, to step up when his dad couldn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Piggybacking off of what you're saying, Jamie, not only am I proud of Kid for, like you were saying, not being distracted by his weird quirks, I was very proud of Blackstar because I felt this was the few episodes where his cockiness was okay.
Yes.
Because he was, you know, he was proving himself. He was like, I'm going to be cocky and act like I'm, like, a great fighter, but he was.
Yeah.
You know?
Or Kid says, hey, this is a serious moment. And he goes, I am being serious. And you go, okay. Then that's fine. Okay. I love that he does get stabbed because every time anybody does magical transformations, I'm like, why doesn't the bad guy just kill them now?
Right.
Because we can pretend maybe they have an invisible magical force field. That's the only way. I'd be like, why? They're just standing there, like, transforming and they're generally naked.
Mid-prism
kill
power.
Them now. So I'm kind of glad that this moment Kijun's like, psst, stab.
There was also a moment there when he got stabbed, and kind of when Lord Death took the hit for everyone, too. I was
like, gods, this kills you?
I was going to say, I don't think that they would die, because they're Grim Reapers, they're Shinigamis.
Right.
They can't die by normal means.
Yes, I felt the same way. I thought it was really weird of, he can't be, I'm like, really?
And I'm like,
that's
Lord
the thing
Death,
that kills
now that you're
a god?
Okay, like, come back and help. Like, you seem like you're fine.
It took him that long to recover.
She was still fighting, and they're like, just like,
he's patchy, but he's back, baby.
So, yeah, Kid's alive, and Blackstar, finally when he was doing damage to the Kishin, finally, I was so excited about that. Death, it was interesting when Death the Kid does the thing, and Lord Death's mask cracks a little bit. I was like, that's interesting. Just an interesting little thing that was in there. And then they get knocked out. Finale episode. Again, took us too long to get here, but by the end, I was, like, pumped, and I actually did kind of rewatch the scene, and it made me, like, really excited, and the music, the callback of the melodies, you're just like, yes!
Yeah. It was this episode, right, that Kid had his really cool lines?
Episode 11, yes.
Okay.
Yes, his lines of Sanzu.
I love that.
Yes.
And I also like the fact that they all had a moment where they really, like, powered up and
they
shined.
They did something good. Yeah, even Blackstar just hand-to-hand fighting and, like, zooming all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, man, Kishin got annoying of, like, laughing at them and making fun of
taunting
them.
Which,
like, I want him to get his ass kicked. I like the... How'd you like the... Okay, yeah, final episode. There we go. So I'm such a sexy. Episode 12. The word is bravery! Exclamation point.
There you go.
First... non-question mark of the entire four seasons. How did you both like the opening overlay of the text? Like, they don't really cut to an opening, and they even say the line, and you go, yes, that is the sound soul and the sound body. Oh, my gosh, it fits so well. How did you like those moments?
Oh, I thought it was... I definitely liked the... coming, the full circle moment mm-hmm. where Maka's like, a sound soul dwells, and like mm-hmm. they're about to transform together. I thought that was really great. I love seeing her evolution this episode. She was courageous, she was brave, and just even seeing her transform into a weapon herself, like, yes. that was amazing. Oh, that was amazing. So, I think for me, I took it more seriously, and I think it's great that we have a sort of shonen where they're showing, like, a female lead character, mm-hmm. and she ends it off, so.
Yes. Yeah. I love the fact that she is our main hero, and mm-hmm. she is a female, it is a female-driven show with her in the lead, but I also, the moment where she became a weapon, yeah. I had one of those moments of, like, man, I'm disappointed in myself. How did I not think that that could be a possibility, because her dad...
Because we haven't seen that yet.
Well, no, her dad's a weapon.
Yeah.
And her mom is a Meister, so who's to say that, like, she could have been half, yep. like, half weapon, half Meister.
Yes. Right.
And I never thought of that moment until I saw it. I was like, how did I not think of that earlier?
It was such a rewarding moment. You're like, yeah. Yes! It's when you're cheering, but it has her consciousness turned off, essentially, and I was... Yay! Be okay, please. Oh, man, when he hits her ribs at the end, like, feel yeah. pain, her scream, I'm like...
He was knocking her out.
I feel it. But I like that she does not give up. But this is when another Keisha moment where I go, well, you're not wrong. Fear is essentially the root of problems. And breaks it down to a different level of feels. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's where bravery comes in. Yeah. And yeah, is he evil or impure, which was kind of fun. When she has the, like, barrier first, though, also when being the weapon and he's hitting and he starts freaking out, like, what? Why is this happening? Jamie mentioned earlier his transformation. I liked how he's all cool, calm, and collected voice. Yeah. And by the end, they have these weird close-ups. His head is like, wah!
Yeah.
And his voice is so agitated and frazzled, freaking out and everything, where he's normally calm, cool, and collected when he talks.
I feel like he can't operate with positive emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like he like... manifests in madness, and he spreads the madness out, and everyone like obviously has fear in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he obviously feeds off of that, and that there's moment of positive emotions, bravery, courage, whatever it might be, he just melts down.
Yes. T in the chat says Maka having weapons was anime only.
Oh. That's
a good cool choice though to make. Why not?
Change.
Yeah,
that is a change I'm for.
Yeah. You go, sure, let's explore that, because it's in her genetics, and they go, well, that makes sense. She's the child of a weapon and Meister. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, she goes, I am relieved, because she kind of, I liked her point of, I was trying so hard to be this thing the grown-ups wanted me to be, and I'm never going to be that.
Yeah.
And then her friends chiming in, no, it's not that she's the strongest or has the best powers, but it's in here. In her, and then those listening were pointing at her chest. It's the, oh, it's her heart. It's her soul. Which is true, because we were talking about, like, why she's the leader, because she isn't the best at, like, skill, strength, or whatnot, but she's the best at getting her group motivated and having the most heart. Aw. See, Captain Planet had it all wrong. Heart's the strongest. and then, yes, Lord Death is back. That was kind of a funny cutaway, which he doesn't look so great with his, like, bullet hole moments of, oh, man, I was a little worried for him. But.
I thought it was hysterical because what he, because in the dub, it was just really funny.
It's like, I'm back!
I'm back, baby! That's what he said in the dub.
And then, yes, we get our callback. Oh, we had a good callbacks. We had the punch callback, which Ollie was telling us, which is true. She's like, that doesn't hurt as much as that moment did. It's like, yay! And then the Shujuat, which is funny because I would pronounce it Sujot, but it sounds like Sujuat, or at least that's how she's saying it in Japanese. But
yeah, in English, I think it's Shujot.
Okay, yeah. Then she says, oh, because of all my friends, I'm here, so add their bravery to mine. Man, I enjoyed his freaking out so much. It was so satisfying of like, oh yeah, you're bothering all of our characters and now you're the one freaking out, which was so great.
Another very satisfying moment was when he finally puked up his weapon.
Yes I wanted the weapon to come to person though, but that would be more info.
That was one thing that
or are they dead?
Well, that's what I was gonna say, is that was one thing that puzzled me kind of throughout that whole thing, was if I was a weapon partner, would I still have enough like soul in me to be alive and fight back and free myself?
I'm going to go with they're not, because I think that was the point of him quote-unquote killing them, I guess. Let us know your thoughts. It's a like I haven't swung. I don't know. That's a good question. I love the visual cut-ins, too, of the text of him afraid, don't understand, he was afraid, which I'm like, that's an X-Men line. People fear what they don't understand. I'm like, yes, so true. And yeah, how he's not calm anymore. It's just her one little punch. Oh, and that moment, too, where he goes, this is where, yeah, we're so hyped by this point that the moment he goes, oh, Baka, your thing didn't do anything. And then the screen goes crack.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
You're just sitting there going, yes, yes. But then that moment where he also has that kind of flip. She goes, yeah, bravery isn't that special because everyone has it. And he goes, oh, it's kind of like madness.
Yeah.
Mic drop. Yes. It's like mind blown. Yes. And it's a good point. It's everybody has bravery, but it's hard to tap into it. And everybody potentially has the thing for madness. But I feel it's kind of a broad term, like not mad like you're crazy, but fear and like.
It's easier to fall.
Commotion. Yes. Yeah. And then he's defeated. So I guess those were all the souls he had consumed, all the things in the air. Did you notice all those little souls floating around? I was thinking that's all the souls he affected, maybe?
Are those souls tainted?
I don't think, because it's not really addressed. We just see them everywhere, and I'm like, what do you think they are? Please let us know. Or if you do know, I want to go with the souls that he affected or like killed literally directly or some other way, because him being free is, they are free. We get we have our optimistic finish of, well, we've defeated the bad guy, but, you know, it's not over yet. And Maka's like, well, we'll be there. And it's
yeah, I was just like,
it's almost so cheesily wonderful, and her jump, and it goes into that punk music, and we get our character mod. It's one of those, let's check off all the boxes, but it is satisfying to see all the characters where they're all kind of winding up. Yeah. I do love... We get Rachel return home, and Marie punching Azura in the arm was so great.
It's really funny.
You're like, I don't know what they're saying right now, because there's no subs or dubs on it right now, but I love her. She's like, shut up. I'm enjoying my moment. Punch. We have BJ gets his coffee shop.
Yes.
I was like, oh, there's a callback too, finally.
He was another one that I think had more potential.
Very underwhelming.
Very underwhelming. Yeah. Yes. He had more potential than we saw.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Shout out to the ending theme song, too, I Wanna Be. It's also another theme for Naruto. So
oh,
I was like,
okay. Oh, interesting.
I thought it was really... I don't know which one was made first, Soul Eater or Naruto. But, yeah, it was, like, nice. Around the same time.
And then, yes, all the crosses, death, those are all little red eggs, which I would be which souls. So that little wasteland. Go, oh. Mm. And Mifune and Angelica are coming to the school. So it's like everybody gets their happy ending and...
I would love to see that. That's another.
I want to see that.
That's another episode where I would just love to see him as a professor. And like, would they? That's another thing too, because he doesn't go anywhere with Angela. So it's like, would the school accept Angela?
I would. She's a witch. I would say they start bending their rules a little bit differently or become more understanding. And the only other thing, did we notice there was a snake with arrows on it?
No.
Where? There's a snake when it's Eruka and Free, there's a snake that's wrapped around the tree that has arrows on it.
Oh my gosh.
Right? You're like, no! We're over it.
Then there's a part of me that it's done because I don't think I could stand more
Medusa.
Yes,
we're done with Medusa over that.
I can't.
Any other thoughts? We are now done with Soul Eater.
I think, as I had mentioned, I think overall as a series, Soul Eater had really strong moments, like block moments. But there were a lot of episodes where I feel personally for me it was easy to trail off.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I'm happy that I saw this. It was a very big episode. It was a very big series. It was a series that I'm sure influenced a lot of series of anime to come. So it was enjoyable, but I'm glad I had a reason to watch it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was beautifully animated. Very creative show as far as the characters and all of their idiosyncrasies, whatever you want to call it. But I'm with you, Carrie, as well. As Tina, it's not on my top list. But maybe it's not on my top list.
We'll give it like a good B+. Like it was good, but we're definitely not like, wah! But we know it was special for Ollie, and I know that like I think it's great when it is like that. Maybe was your gateway to anime, and like that's awesome. Mentions in the chat, I really wish they continue the anime from the manga. So this does make me curious. I'm like, ooh, I might want to read the manga someday to be like, what happens next?
And I was gonna say I think that makes a good anime is when either you're left even if you're left unsatisfied from an anime, I think mm-hmm. it makes a good anime because it gets you curious enough to go read the manga, which is always kind of the point I feel an anime is, to help you tap into the source material.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so that is it on Soul Eater, da-da-da. So our special segment for the day is our anime word, and because it's St. Patrick's Day, we're going to do a word again. We're going to do green. Do we remember what green is?
I don't.
I only remember because there's a show called Midori no Hibi, and it's called Green Days.
Midori. Oh, that one.
Yeah. Like the drink, Midori, because it's green. So,
yeah.
Midori.
Yay! Midori. So, for the Romaji of spelling, it's M-I-D-O-R-I. M-I-D-O-R-I. So, that's how you say green. So, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Also, the other thing we're going to talk about of coming up very soon, we watched a movie called Penguin Highway, and it's being distributed by 11 Arts. It is coming to theaters April 12th, so check your listings, and if you go to 11arts.net, you can look at where it is. It's playing at quite a few theaters, and actually, if you are going to WonderCon, you get a seat before all the regular people in theaters, because you can watch it Friday, March 29th at 2 p.m. at WonderCon. So we'll give a real quick chat about it. The premise, it's one of those, like, try not to read too much on anime things because I feel it gives away too much. But it's kind of like idyllic summertime. It's this boy who lives in kind of sleepy town, and penguins start popping up, and him and his friends are on a mystery to solve what it is. They're in fourth grade, by the way, because I had to look up. Like, how old are they supposed to be?
They acted a lot more adult than I feel a fourth grader should have acted.
So it's them, like, why are there penguins? And it's, so it's very a very whimsical movie.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely very quirky. But I personally found it super fun and adorable. Very that summer adventure vibe. You know, like you're on adventures with your friends and just doing things and not really caring about it. But, you know, something interesting, they really promoted science because they're doing research. And there's a girl researcher, one of the main other characters. So I was like, yay! What did you both think of the film?
I mean, I was just going to say, to your point, Carrie, I think the perfect word for this particular movie was quirky. There were a lot of cute things about it, and I do love the idea that it showcased a passion for science, and these children were just so engrossed in something, and they wanted to see the end result, so I really appreciated that. I do have to admit, it wasn't my favorite thing in the world, and was kind of hard to get through, but I think that there were some very interesting moments that you can take away from this movie.
Yeah, I thought it was a very cute movie. Very cute movie. I think if I was younger, I would have been able to tap into it more, but it did remind me a little bit of Hayao Miyazaki's movies, just based on the animation style, and as far as some of the storylines where maybe these were good movies, but maybe not my absolute favorite, was like Ponyo and a mix of like
slightly younger audience.
Geared towards a more younger audience. So I feel like if I was younger, I would have been even more obsessed with the movie. But it is a very cute, quirky movie.
Yeah, definitely family-friendly. So if you are going with young people, totally family-friendly. Nothing too alarming or scary or swear words or adult themes. He is a 14-year-old, or 14. He is a fourth-grade boy. So some of that's, he's excited about boobs, which was funny in your own way. I think the artwork was gorgeous. There was so many shots.
It was like, very pretty.
Oh, it's so pretty. So if you are into kind of, whimsical, quirky, I wouldn't say it's coming of age, so it's not quite that, because it's more just because it's the metaphor, too, of them trying to solve these mysteries, and maybe not all of them get solved, and metaphor for life. It's one of those, like, oh, yes. But again, check that out. Go to 11arts.net for looking at local theater near you. And if you're at WonderCon, Friday, March 29th at 2 p.m., you can check it out before people. And then you're already there, so you may as well see it, and then you don't have to pay for a ticket. Though, yes, go support the movie as well. we'll have some other news on that, probably a little bit other films they have. And real quick, we'll just give you a teaser of it, because then we'll have to do photos after. Japan Crate came for March.
Love these.
They have a big thing here. Oop, losing it. For God Eater 3, they have a thing promoting that as well. Ooh, fun. So they have little pictures inside for you to color nice. And look at for God Eater, which is fun and exciting. And the other thing is with the premium crate, you get all the items and they give you a breakdown of all of them. So we have another fun flavor Kit Kat, the neat flavor Coca-Cola, and all kinds of yummy treats, and we're going to devour this afterwards. So thank you very much, Japan Crate.
Yes.
Always a fun. We're like, yes, all the things.
All the goodies.
So we did a, and then we're going to wrap up right now. We did a poll on Twitter. You voted. Thank you so much. And the anime we're going to be doing is Fruits Basket. Woo! 2001, the OG version, because the new one's not quite out yet. But we might tie that in a little bit as well. We'll see. We'll let you all know. So that was one of Veronica's suggestion.
I'm so happy.
Yay!
I'm so happy.
So tune in that for that next week. We'll be doing Fruits Basket. I'm super excited to shift. We've had quite a few shonen shows. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate someone's like, Madoka Magica is not quite shoujo. And I'm all, well, it's kind of a hybrid.
They're all of the choices were instant, were types of, you know,
it's bridge ones, yeah.
A lot were romancy in a sense.
Enough, yeah. So thank you so much to everybody who voted on that and other suggestions. So every time we do a new show, you get to vote. So stay tuned for all those. What we'll be doing next after Fruits Basket. So yay! All right, where can they find you all?
Hey everyone, Veronica Valencia here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @itsme_Veronica_V.
Hey guys, Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at @itsjamiegray or on Instagram at @jamiegray.
And again, thank you so much for watching, listening. Make sure to give it a thumbs up. Click that subscribe button. iTunes, 5 stars, because 1 through 4 don't work. And, you know, let us know your thoughts on the show. How do you feel about Soul Eater as a whole? Are you excited for Fruits Basket? Have you watched it or not? No spoilers, because we'll be going through it as if it's our first time.
Yes.
Oh, like Jamie.
Yes,
because I watched it quite some time ago, though. But it's been a while, so yeah, I'm excited. And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at @ABTVAnime. All right, we'll see you all next week. Sayonara.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.